Charles Dallara, who heads an association of global financial institutions, says it's extraordinary that leaders have agreed to meet on such short notice. He says the Washington summit symbolizes the seriousness with which leaders view the financial crisis.
The first thing we would hope would come out of it would be a clear message of their commitment to coordinate economic, financial, and monetary policies with a view toward continued stabilization of the current financial market environment, because we're still not back to normal, far from it.
Fred Bergsten, the respected director of the Peterson Institute for International Economics, says it's essential that the leaders avoid controversy and discord. He's hopeful that the summit will agree to coordinated fiscal stimulus that would prop up a dramatically slowing world economy.
Given the immediacy of the need to counter what looks like a savage turndown in the world economy, I would put that right at the top of the list.
Bergsten applauds the announcement that China is boosting government spending by $600 billion to maintain domestic consumer demand. European nations and the United States are also considering further measures to boost flagging demand. What is called the Group of 20 Summit includes Western European countries, North America, Japan, as well as Brazil, Argentina, China, India, Russia, South Africa, and others. Altogether, the 20 nations account for 70% of global economic output. Mike Musa, a former chief economist at the International Monetary Fund, says through interest rate cuts, the major economies have already demonstrated their capacity to act cooperatively.
There certainly is the fact of a sort of worldwide policy response to what is viewed as an increasingly threatening situation.
The Washington summit is being held at the urging of the French and British, whose economies and banking systems have been hard hit by the freezing up of credit markets that began with mortgage loan defaults in the United States over 1 year ago. The summit, which is scheduled only 5 hours of formal discussions, will also discuss proposals to better regulate financial markets and improve the functioning of the International Monetary Fund. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.
The first thing we would hope would come out of it would be a clear message of their commitment to coordinate economic, financial, and monetary policies with a view toward continued stabilization of the current financial market environment, because we're still not back to normal, far from it.
Given the immediacy of the need to counter what looks like a savage turndown in the world economy, I would put that right at the top of the list.
There certainly is the fact of a sort of worldwide policy response to what is viewed as an increasingly threatening situation. Now, you don't want